Great, Prince, you're very, very welcome, and we are really looking forward to hearing from you. Let's give Prince a big hand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When you are in his presence, you come to get excited. I don't go to church to get depressed. I'm not here to get depressed. I'm here to be excited. Because the joy of the Lord will be your strength for the whole week. So you need to get it from his presence. And there's difference between joy and happiness. Amen? If you win the lottery, $16 million or pounds, you'll be happy. You see, happiness depends on what is happening. But joy does not depend on what is happening. That is why a sister could come after losing her only son to come and say, thank you, Jesus. Because joy is not dependent on what is happening. Joy comes from within. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So when you come in his presence, you want to get as much joy as you can, because that is what will keep you. Amen. Because what is happening, what happened in England, in London this week is not pleasant. You know, and if you look at that, it will not make you, you know, happy, because the happenings are not good. And there's going to be more things happening in this world that we are that will cause you to be very sad. But the joy of the Lord will come from within, and that is your strength. Hallelujah. So we're here to enjoy ourselves in his presence. Amen. And we're going to have one African touch. Amen. So if you give me some amen, I'll be off your way quickly. If you don't give me amen, amen. If you don't give me some amen, we're going to take about 2-3 hours. What do you want? Do you give me some amens? Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, I have, like Nick said, we have some DVDs and some tapes on some messages. And I like to talk a little about some of these because buying one will be helping to support mission back home. Amen. So, but it's not just, you know, it's not just a DVD. I believe that there are certain messages that God gave us there in the church in Africa that is not just meant for the church there, but for the body of Christ to listen. So we try to put the year, what we call the best 10, that we believe that it will be speaking to other people. And we try to put them on VCDs and CDs. Now, this message is called Change Into Another Man. Change Into Another Man. You need to understand that the Bible talks about the anointing. Saul was going to look for his father's donkeys. He had no ambition of becoming a king. The only thing he was doing was to be a nice boy, daddy's boy, go look for the donkeys. But then he met a prophet, and he tells him, you go this way. After he anointed him, he said, go this way and you will meet people, prophets coming this way. He said, the moment you see them and you join yourself to them, you'll be turned into another man. Now, the word turn and another man has a very great insight in the Hebrew language. Turn means, in the Hebrew language, be transformed. And another man, when you look at the original root word, it says another man means that which has been hindered, that which has been delayed. God says, you will see some prophets, And because I've anointed you, that which has been delayed inside of you, that which has been hindered by other people, the anointing will turn you into another man. Now, you need to hear this message. It's going to be a blessing. Because some of us are seated here with certain potentials. Like this morning, Sister Myers asked me, you like some eggs? You know, you can never have an egg until you break the shell. And some of you, you need a shell to be broken off your life to become that which God has purposed you to be. You need to hear this tape. And there is another one called stepping on a storm. Stepping on a storm. And this message is about Jesus walking to his disciples in the midst of a storm and then speaking to the storm, peace, be still. And you wonder, why did Jesus do that? The disciples came to him later and said, Jesus, teach us to have faith. Jesus said, you don't need plenty of it. All you need is just faith like the seed of a mustard, the mustard seed. When you speak to this mountain, be moved. And there is a revelation there. And you need to hear this. Jesus says, speak to the mountain. That means that the mountain has ears. Everything in this world has ears. That is why Joshua could look at the sun and say, sun, be still in the valley of Ajala until the victory comes for God's people. Things have ears. Did you hear your mother said? Shh, don't say anything. Walls have ears. Even walls have ears. And in order to grow in faith, you need to understand the principles of speaking to situations and circumstances. If you want to walk on your storm, you need to have the revelation of speaking to certain things in your life. Stepping on the storm, you can hear that from that. Well, he has already said about God's favor. Now, there are certain things that favor is. Favor is uncommon favor from God to do certain things. Favor will assist you, will endorse your life. Favor will bring you to where God wants you to be. And you don't need nothing but God's favor. And this is a good message also. You can hear that. And we have a message here on the open heavens. The open heavens. The Bible talks about Jesus being baptized, and immediately the heavens opened above him. The Spirit of God came like a dove. You know, when the Spirit of God pours upon you an open heaven blessing, your life is different. Jesus, without the help of McDonald's and without the help of Burger King, fed 5,000 men without any assistance from the Bank of England. Why? Because the heavens were opened, blind eyes saw, cripples, knees were met, because the heavens were opened unto him. When your heavens are open, your life is different. And there's a prophetic utterance that as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That means that what happened in the days of Noah before Jesus comes back, it will happen again. How? When you read Genesis, he tells us what happened before the flood came. And Jesus said, that is exactly what is going to happen, that before the Son of Man comes, it shall be like the days of Noah. What happened at the days of Noah? The Bible says the flood of the gates of heaven was broken. The fountains of the gates of heaven was broken. And there was rain on earth for 40 days. You see, whatever sin made God did in anger, in righteousness, God is going to do the same thing, but in a beautiful way to bless his church. For instance, when the people sinned and they wanted to build a tower of Babel, God scattered the world with language. But on the day of Pentecost, God used the same language to bless the church. And when the people sinned, God made the flood to come and destroy the world. But Jesus is saying that before the end comes, before he comes again, the heavens will be opened. This time, not to bring flood of a curse, but the flood of God's blessing. Your life and my life should be better. This is going to be the last day transfer of wealth for the church of God. So that prostitutes saved on the street, drug addicts saved, could be one person here could help and reclothe all the young women who have been saved from the streets of London with short skirts. He will give them extra cloth for their skirts. Because the blessing of God is coming upon the church. Open heavens. Otherwise, sometimes you operate under a brass heaven. You work 5 jobs, 6 jobs, 12 jobs. And yet, you can find whatever you have to find. But the heavens, when it's open, it makes things easy. The anointing is easy. Church growth is easy. Because the heavens are open before you. And how to activate the open heaven. This is a second message on that. But this talks about the sacrifice that we have to make. If you can listen to this, it's going to be a blessing. The power of greatness is my favorite. This is my favorite message. Because Hollywood always portray Samson as a Muslim man. You look at Nick this morning, he said we should say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And he said when we get to strong tower, we should do things like that to show our muscle. So people think that Samson was a muscle man, a man with huge muscle, macho man. No, if he was a macho man, the Philistines, lords of the Philistines will not tell Delilah, let us know the strength, the secret of his strength. If a man is built up like that, nobody will ask for the secret because it's there. You understand? If you see a man coming with broad chest, heavy arm, you will not ask the secret. You will see the secret is evident. It shows. So Samson was not a macho man. He was an ordinary man. You know, lanky. But when it comes to fighting, he's able to slay 1,000 soldiers with just his bare hand or a jawbone of axe. So they say, let's know what the secret of his strength. The Bible says, you shall receive power. And after that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. You see, the secret about the power of greatness is not that you are cute. It's not that, you know, you have the ability. You've been to the university. You've been here. You have these degrees. The secret about the greatness of God is that you don't even qualify to be there. You don't even qualify for that job. But for some special reason, you begin to do things and somebody said, hey, is that his husband? I said, yeah. And she's not even cute. How come she got that man as his husband when we are here, the anointing? He got that job. He's got that business. How come? He's not even qualified for it. The anointing makes you a peculiar, for ye are a peculiar people. You need to hear that. I don't have to say all that. I'm making some advert, okay? And you need to hear the legality, his legality. I'm going to speak about that this morning. I feel so strong. This message was given to me by the Lord just about 2-3 weeks ago. And I spoke in a conference of charismatic leaders of about 800 pastors and church leaders in Kumasi. And it was so powerful that in the middle of the message, the My body was burning like a liquid fire. And I have read it, but I've never seen that happen to me before. When the Bible talks about and the throng Jesus, the crowd thronged on him, I never saw it before. In the middle of the message, these are not ordinary congregation. These are, you know, pastors and church leaders all over. In the middle of the message, the power of God began to draw people like a magnet. And people just hold my legs and holding my clothes. And this isn't VCD. VCD is compatible to your video and you can see it live. And people were just holding me and my legs. People were holding my leg. I couldn't even move. It took the pastors and the ushers together to get the people off me. And the powerful healing anointing of God. You need to see this live. And it's in audio and video. The Lord will bless you. If somebody is sick and you want to minister to him, you need this master of angels. This message is about the pool of Bethesda. It was supposed to be the pool. The Bethesda in the Hebrew, the Greek means mercy, the pool of mercy. But the pool of Bethesda, which was a healing pool, which has five porches, which represented the five letters of the name of Jesus. They brought all the sick people to be healed, but it became a pool of misery. Because from day to day, other people sat there and they couldn't be healed. And sometimes the church has become a pool of misery instead of a pool of mercy. And how the power of God can heal your body. If you get this, it will be a blessing. Somebody say amen. Well, there are others that you can just take your time and go through it and take it as a support for missions. Amen. I know you can get other good tapes also, other good CDs here, but just have an African flavor in your church. I know we did it with the Constant Christian. So that the Catholic and the Anglicans could see a bishop like them and say, oh, he might be cool, but then get the message also. Amen. Are you still alive here? How many of your time can I take? 1 hour? All right, it's a 1 hour and 5 minutes. Stand up, stand on your feet. I want to welcome my able members in my church. They used to be in my church. Now they are here in London, working, schooling. I want to give you a special welcome. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lift up your holy hand. Amen. Lift up your holy hand. And we know this song, Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the song leaders sing complicated songs and they sing songs we don't know. And sometimes, you know, it makes worship so dry. It's good for you to sing good songs, you know, learn some new songs, but we want to sing songs that we can all just flow with it. Understand? Amen. Sometimes let's put some few songs that everybody can flow because, you know, when you don't flow in his presence, it's just a terrible thing to leave his presence without entering in. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and just sing, Hallelujah. Sing it to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want a keyboard player. If you are here, just come and help us. I bring you greetings from Ghana, from Calvary Crusaders Ministry, from my wife, Joanna. I'm here with my daughter, Joy. I want to honor God for the life of our brother Paul and Nick Worst for the great work the Lord is doing through them. in this place. Can you say amen? If your Bibles, please open with me to the book of 1 Timothy. Timothy 3 and 16. 1 Timothy 3 and 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, and seen by angels. Preach among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and was received up in glory. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God himself was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the word, and then received back in glory. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse 9. Colossians 2 and 9. For in him dwells, that is in Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. For in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And we are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and power. Maybe I'd like you to take one more scripture so that when I start, you know, we may not, you know. So just take Titus. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 13. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let the people of God say amen. In the book of Genesis, just the very beginning, we see Satan speaking to the serpent. And Satan asking the serpent and say, "Serpent, can I borrow your dead body?" I know you've not been to the farms, but in Africa we go to the farms. Sometimes you see a snake and he shells the skin. He removes the outer skin and then have a fresh one. Now, it doesn't matter how much skin you give to the devil, he can still use it. Flesh is flesh. If you give an inch that thickness of flesh to the devil, it is a passage to come in and destroy you. So the Bible said, do not give the devil any chance at all. Because many temptations that come to us are in a gay, colorful, like the skin of snake. But underneath, it has the power to destroy your life. Satan wanted to come in, but he needed something to come through. And Satan came in and did business because the serpent gave him permission, and he destroyed creation and mankind. The Almighty, awesome, powerful God watched Satan destroy everything he made. And God could not interrupt it. God could not intervene. God, the Almighty, awesome, creator of the heavens and the earth, looked on while Satan messed up what he made. Why? Because God was operating this earth with a law. It's called the unchangeable law. In Genesis chapter 1, 11 and 12. When God created the grass, he created the animals, he created the trees. God commanded that he was not going to make more grass or more animals, but he commanded and said, one blade of grass in all the years to come shall produce after its kind. In other words, he put the DNA in the grass that it has power to produce itself. The Bible says the seed was in itself. God made one chicken, and it has the power to produce more chickens. And can you imagine how many chickens the British eat, and still we don't run out of chicken? Because it has the power to produce itself. Everything should give birth. That is why monkeys give birth to monkeys. Dogs give birth to dogs. If somebody's dog gave birth to a cat, it will be a world news. CNN will be there. It has never happened. So everything should be born to come in the world. If something is not born by its seed, it is here illegally. So Satan came in, not born according to the unchangeable law of God. So Satan is here illegally. But God, the Almighty, could just watch Satan destroy. And he couldn't come down, because if he did, he would be breaking his own word. And if he broke one of his word, you can't trust him anymore. So the Almighty, awesome God, could just fold his hands, watch his creature, watch man he made and loved like himself being destroyed by Satan, and he could only just watch. Could we say? But then the fall of God was as a result of God's faithfulness. And that is deep. Because God was faithful to his word. He couldn't break his own word. And so he has to watch man fall. Are you here? Or are you at the Heathrow Airport? You here? All right, you're here. Wave your hand and say, I'm here. But one thing Satan forgot. He forgot that God couldn't come in, because if he came in, he was not born, and he came in to interfere, he would be breaking his word. that he forgot one thing, that God could still speak. He could talk. So God said, Satan, you came in illegal to take power from man. Because God made man and gave him power and dominion to rule. God said, you came in illegally to take man's power, to take the dominion of pleasing man. I will come, but I'm not coming in illegal. I am coming in legally to take it back from you and give it back to man. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And so God said to Satan, the woman you used is going to be your worst nightmare. I am going to use the same woman, and the seed of that woman is going to crush your head. You see, that is why women are more spiritually sensitive than men. It took a woman to announce even the resurrection. The first good news of the gospel was preached by a woman. He's risen. The good news. He's no more dead. He's risen. The first good news was preached by a woman. The woman. Hallelujah. That's what women, you know, when you just pray, women are there, you know. In the prayer ministry, women are there. You know, spiritual things. And you see, men always want to be in charge, you know. There are more women speaking in tongues than men. Because men always want to be in charge. They want to know what you're doing. So, oh no, what am I saying? I don't understand. So he keeps quiet. But a woman is so spiritually sensitive. Hallelujah. Because God promised that the woman will be Satan's nightmare. Are you here with me? Are the women in this church here? Shout hallelujah. Amen. God said to him, I will come and take it from you legally. Go ahead, mess up man. Go ahead, interrupt with my creation. Go ahead, mess everything. I am coming back to you, Satan, and I'm going to get it back. But I'm coming legally. You see, you must understand the authority that you have as man on this earth. You must understand that God can never do anything on earth without man's permission. That is how powerful God made man and placed him here. He is a spirit. The Bible said God is a spirit. God is a spirit. This part of our earth is not supposed to be inhabited by a spirit. It's supposed to be inhabited by man. So God made man to take dominion. That is why when he came, when Sodom and Gomorrah were in, you know, homosexuality and all that was going on, and God decided to come and destroy it, he still have to ask permission from Abraham. Abraham, can I do anything without telling my friend? In other words, God is saying, I can do nothing on earth without man's permission. Abraham, permit me to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, what about if you have 50? What about 30? What about 20? What about 10? Now, Abraham stopped at 10. But I want to tell you something, church. If Abraham had gone ahead and said, what about even one person? God wouldn't have had any choice but allow man to permit him. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 8. When I think about man, who is man that art mindful the Son of Man that thou visited him. You've made him a little lower than the angels, but you've crowned him with glory and dominion and power. That's how powerful you are. In the second book of Chronicles, chapter number 7, and verse 13 and 14. Actually, First Chronicles. God says, if I shut the heavens, there will be no rain. And if I command locusts to come and devour the land, he says, my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will heal the land and I will restore rain. In other words, if heavens are locked, that it affects the earth. You see, God is saying he cannot even lock the earth. He will lock the heavens. But then it will affect the earth. But then if man, God's people can say, God open the heavens, then he will open the heavens and bless the land. So the heavens could be locked. But man has to give permission for the rains to come back on earth. That is why you ask, where was God on Thursday when the suicide bombers blasted and lives were lost? What was God doing? Let me tell you what God was doing. He was doing nothing. Why? Because prayer, let me give you a definition of prayer. Prayer is man giving God permission on earth. You give God permission to carry out something. Because earth belongs to you. You are in charge. But when you pray, that's what Jesus says, men ought to pray and never faint. Paul says, pray without stopping. That means when you stop praying, you stop giving God permission, because the earth is in your control. If the church sleeps, anything can happen to our world. If the church wakes up and say, God, the Akita must be stopped, justice must reign, confuse their counsel, turn their counsel to the counsel of Ahithophel. When the church prays, God does what we say. If you shut your mouth, if you don't give God permission, nothing happens on earth. It's what we tell him is what he does. The power is in you. He has given us the power to permit on earth. Demons. Somebody said, I saw a ghost. What is a ghost? A ghost is simply familiar spirit that possesses dead bodies to carry out activities on earth. Demons are spirit beings that possess human bodies to carry out activities on earth. In other words, demons cannot even do anything here without bodies. Any spirit being, in order to function here on this planet, needs a body to carry out activities. So if you give your body to demons, that is why when there was a meeting in heaven and Satan came there, God said, "From whence cometh thou?" He said, "What? From going to and fro the earth, up and down in it." In other words, Satan has no legal immigrants with authority. Come in the name of the British government and cast out or chase out or fish out people who are illegal, who don't have the right papers to be here in the country. If you're not legal yourself, you cannot cast out an illegal immigrant. That is why when there was a confrontation between Archangel Michael and Satan disputing about the body of Moses, Michael had defeated Lucifer before. There was a battle in heaven and he was cast out from heaven. But when it came to earth and Michael was sent by God to carry the body of Moses. And when Michael got to the body of Moses in Jude 9, the Bible says Lucifer or Satan was there. But he couldn't rebuke him. He only said, "The Lord rebukes you." Why? Because he himself was not legal. The event was happening on earth, and Satan was not legal, and Michael himself was not legal. It's only flesh, human being, that has been given the power. You have the power to cast out devils. You have the power to stop Satan. You have the power to stop any activity of the enemy on this side of the planet because you are legal here. You see, Satan is not even afraid of your spirit because Satan is a spirit. Even though you are body, soul, and spirit, Satan is not scared about your soul. What Satan is afraid of is your body. Because your body is what makes you legal. Your body is what gives you the legal rights here on earth. And that is why Satan is so crazy about your body. He afflicted with diabetes the last time. Now he's coming with kidney failure. Because when your body is destroyed, then you have no legal rights over the devil. This is meat. This is not milk. Those of you who've been drinking milk, you're going to find it hard to swallow these things. But your body is what gives you legal rights and authority over the devil because God made you flesh and blood to occupy this side of the world. So when Christ, the anointed one, decides to come in legal, he needed flesh. So he came to Mary and planted the seed into Mary's womb and then allows the period of man that God himself had made 9 months, that Mary will hold that pregnancy 9 months, but coming to give birth to the Christos, the anointed one. But as the times and the seasons that God has made, it should take 9 months. You could hear rumor when the angels heard, he's going down. He's going back to earth. He's going to take power from the devil. The angels were wondering, how is he going? Some of them thought he's going like a field marshal, like Alexander the Great, and conquer him. But when the angels saw the display of the majestic wisdom of the omnipotent one, that he became an embryo in a woman's womb, the angels could not help but say, glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill towards all men. The display of the wisdom of God, because he decided not to just come in and take power, but to be his own word, to fulfill his own word, to come and be born like any other man and lived among us like any other man and take power from the devil. Oh, I wish I was in Africa. Amen. I told you, when you say some amen, I'm going to finish quick. Come on. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I know many of you have other things to go to, but if you just give me some few minutes, you'll be blessed. You see, all these years you've been praying, God, please heal me. Lord, heal me. Lord, heal me. Oh, God, heal me, because, Lord, look at my husband. Look at my children, Lord. Please heal me. You don't even need healing for your children. You don't need healing for your husband. Your healing is not for yourself. Your healing is for him to secure a body that he can be legal on earth. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Look at it. Some of you are confused. Oh God, what is it? What is he talking about? So, Christ, the Christos, God himself, decides to come on earth to take power from the devil, because man couldn't take it back. But he came legally to be born like a man. And that man, the angel said, his name shall be called Jesus. You see, so Jesus made Christ legal. That's deep. Jesus made Christ legal, because Christ, the anointed one, God Almighty, is a spirit. He can come on earth. So he needed the body, and that body was Jesus. But he had a residential address of Nazareth, so that he could be legal on earth. But you see, God is a spirit. So he just needed the body to be legal. So while he walked on earth, Jesus the Christ, the anointed God. That's what the Bible said. Great is the mystery of the godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. But he said one thing. Justified in the spirit. Do you understand that? Is it in your Bible or is it in the African Bible? Justified in the spirit. Let me tell you what it means. You see, I believe that there are some angels that God has placed in this universe who see to it that things go order. All right? So, for God not to break his own word, he has to be justified in the spirit. He's a spirit. He's coming down. But is he justified? Yes, because he's got a body. So in the spirit, he was justified. He didn't come illegal. If you put Christ, God, in a court, if the devil took it to high court, say, he came illegal to take my power, in the spirit, he was justified, because he came not in the spirit, but he came and entered the womb and 9 months conceived, and he was born like any other man. You see, that is the reason why. Anytime the demons saw Jesus, they said, go away from us. Go away from us. You son of God. Have you come to torture, torment us? And Jesus said, shut up. You know why? Jesus said, shut up, because you know I have not come as a son of God. I have come as a son of man. I'm not here because I'm God and I've come in illegally. I have come as a son of man. I was born and I'm here legally, and I want to take it out from you. So you shut up because you know the rules. And that is the reason also why, like blind Bartimaeus, they could, when they saw the revelation, they could get such a blessing. When Jesus passed by him, he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. And Jesus, where is he? Call him. Why? Because Jesus was looking for people who understood the rules. He was not here as a son of God. He was here as the son of David. He has a residential number. He was here legally. He said, come on, bring in the blind man. These are the kind of people I want. They know I'm here legally. Blind eyes open and they see. Are you understanding something? Are you understanding something? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the tape to get the whole detail because of time. Because, when I was coming the first time to Britain, people said, remember the 3 B's when you go to any church in England. Be brief and be gone. So if you really want to know more, get a tape, the legality, your legality, his legality, and just go into some other scriptures and details. But for now, I want to explain something to you before we leave here. So you see, Christ, the God Almighty, is coming down through Jesus, the flesh, and walk on earth, legal, blind eye, see, cripple, walk. Anything that devil messed with, he was restoring it. And then now, he dies. But when he was being crucified, Satan taught, I will never make another mistake like this again. So I'm going to try to destroy and disfigure and mar this body so that it will never rise again, because this man has really bruised my head. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 14. And those of you who have watched the Passion of the Christ, you realize that what happened to him is really true. Because the Bible says he was so disfigured than any other man. His body was mutilated. And when we see him, there was no any beauty that we can even desire him. He was disfigured. Satan made sure that flesh, that body was so tearing and destroyed. But he forgot he was dealing with God. And so, when Jesus died, of course Christ could not die. You see, it was Jesus who died. But see, Christ did not die, because Christ is God and you can't kill God. Are you understanding? So now Jesus bows down his head and he dies. All right? And Jesus was lowered from the grave and put in the tomb. But Christ could not die and could not remain in the grave. So Christ went down to Hades, because Christ had some business to do with the devil. And so he went to Hades and says, "No, it's not over yet. I want the keys. Give me the keys." Keys is a symbol of authority, power. The authority that man handed over to you. Now I'm taking it back. I promise you, I will come for it legally. And I'm here legally. Give me the keys. And then two things he did. He took the keys. And there were some captives over there that Satan had held captive. Ephesians chapter 4 says he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man. So he took them, all souls bound in hell, in all the ages, he led them into heaven. But listen to this. He puts them in heaven and he wants to go back. And the angel said, "No, you can't go back. It's legal. Illegal to go back there." And Jesus said, Christ said, "I still got my body there." In the mystery of God, in the wisdom of God, he died on a Friday prior to the Sabbath, so that the body could not be embalmed. That the body, even today when you die, your kidney may be removed, your intestines may be removed, other things may go. But he died prior to Sabbath. The next day they couldn't work because it was Sabbath. So that the body could not be tampered with. Could not be tampered with. Because he needed that body for another purpose. So on early Sunday morning, when the woman held the embalmment in their hands, they were going to embalm him. The Bible says the angel of God came and rolled away the stone, and the spirit of Christ that raised Jesus from the dead, it quickened the mortal body. And the Bible says if the same spirit dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. That body that was mutilated, that was disfigured, that was so mild, God, Christus, came into the body and raised Jesus from the dead. And he showed himself alive to them. But then there was something he had to do. He got the disciples into the room. And he said, "Now, receive ye the Holy Ghost." Ghost. Now, ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Now, ghosts are spirit. They can never inhabit this earth. How should they receive the Holy Ghost? How can ghosts come here? He said, "Now, this ghost, which is a holy one, can come and be legal because your body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost. You will be filled with my spirit, that the ghost can walk on earth but be legal because you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Read in your Bible. The church is never called the body of Jesus. It's called the body of Christ. Christ, the Christus, breathed into his disciples and said, now receive the Holy Ghost. This God will not go back. He needs to fill the body so that the body will check Satan here on earth. Oh, that Satan's activity could be checked on earth by God's Spirit living in Paul in England, God's Spirit living in Prince Bar, in Aguas Suedru, wherever a body of Christ is, Satan's activity could be checked. Power has been given back, and it comes in the form of the Christus. But Jesus had to go. Christ breathed into them, but Jesus had to go. So, you're confused. So, Jesus had to go. To where? To heaven. So Jesus, while the disciples stood there, Jesus, he ascended into heaven in their eyes. They opened their mouth and said, and it was going. But two men in Acts chapter 1 verse 9 stood among them in white apparel like I am. I said, ye men of Galilee, why are you gazing into heaven as if this thing you are seeing is something amazing? This is no amazing thing. The same Jesus who went to heaven, not Christ. Christ is God's Spirit, which has been breathed into the disciples. He is not going. Christ is still here. Through me, he's legal here. Hallelujah. But Jesus had to go. You know why? He said, this same Jesus will come back. He didn't say Christ will come back. The same Jesus who is taken from among you, as you see him go, the same Jesus will come back. So where did he go? The Bible says, and he sat him at the right hand of his power and majesty. And what is he doing? He just says, sit here until I bring all your enemies at your foot. Hallelujah. You know why? Because if he did not take the body of Jesus and shut him in heaven, at the second coming of Christ, it will be illegal for him to come back on earth. He kept his body in heaven. He kept the body of Jesus in heaven so that at the second coming, he will come back to earth still legal to judge the world of sin. Hallelujah. We will see Jesus come back, and it will not be illegal because only flesh can come this side. So how will he come back? So he set him on high so that at the second coming, when it comes to judge the world, he will still be legal. Ladies and gentlemen, your body is going to be healed by God to secure himself a place. That is why I played with a young man. Fornication is a sin that can destroy this body. If you destroy your body, you make him have no place. He cannot operate. He cannot come here legally without your body. God is a spirit. Adultery mess up your body. Being on drugs defile. Cocaine and marijuana and all these would defile this body, and it will not make God have a temple to work with. But if you give him your body, he doesn't just want you, even to a part of the body of Christ on earth. Join the church, make you part of the body of Christ. But joining the church is not enough. He wants you to say, Lord, this body belongs to you. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. He wants you to stand in a place where his Holy Ghost will fill this body, that he can use you in the marketplace. God will be legal. He can use you in the streets. God will walk on that street legal, because your body is his temple. I came. Maybe this message is not even for you, but maybe for myself. And I want to preach to myself this morning. You know, 2 years ago, I was supposed to come here. I had a serious liver problem. I stood 1 inch from death. The doctors told me the condition of my liver, and I had to write my will. My children, my wife and family. I began to prepare them for my death. The smell of death was all over me. But one night, the Lord in his mercy just came, and he says to me, you are no good for me in heaven. Now, you are of much good for me on earth, because you need to preach. I need to tell Paul, I need to tell Nick Worst, I need to tell Amy that they have been given the authority. Somebody needs to go, but I can't do it myself. I need your body more than I need your spirit. And God says, I'm not healing you for your children. I'm healing you for me. I want to secure myself a place, oh, that you can go and preach my word. I want to secure myself a place that I can touch people and heal people and bring deliverance to people through you. I need your body more than I need you in heaven. That healed me. I was healed totally. I went for MR scan, whatever they call it, and my liver, which was severely damaged, was like a brand new liver. The doctor said, anybody who had heard what you heard, if even there is an improvement, the color of the liver will still be different. But he said, your liver has the same color as if nothing ever happened to it. You know why God told me this morning he's going to heal somebody here? Not because of you, but because of himself. He wants to heal your body. Because you know, your body gives threats to the devil. The devil is so scared about you being in health. Because that is your legal right. I love Nick West. And I love his wife. Where's his wife? She's with the children. I love her. I love mama. But Nick, tell me truth. Tell me this truth. If, God forbid, that mama is called home to be with the Lord, and maybe the service was her funeral service, and I brought her in the casket here, and she's been dead for, say, just 2 days, and we're having the funeral, and maybe you invited me to be part of it, and while I'm preaching, she gets up. Where will you go? I will tell you where I'll go. When somebody dies, and in the funeral service, we're preaching, and that person gets up, I'll run to the door and check what is going on before. I don't care you anoint him. The moment you are with somebody and he dies, and everybody knows he's dead, maybe they put him in the mortuary or whatever for even a week before burial or whatever. And then we have in the service, we love the president. And then all of a sudden he just wakes up in the service. I tell you, there are people who run to the gate before they put themselves together. Why? Because the moment she dies, she's no more legal on it. The moment somebody passes out, he's no more legal. So when he comes back to life, everybody will give 2 steps back before they say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why? Because when you die out of this body, you're no more legal. Your body is what gives you legal rights. If you meet somebody who is dead, your uncle died, you don't expect to meet him at London because he's dead. Your body gives you the legal right to be here. That's why Satan is so scared of your body. Today, God wants to heal this body. He wants to heal it of every sickness. I hear the word of God in my spirit say to somebody, you will live and not die, so that you proclaim the goodness of God. I don't care what a doctor says. God says he needs you more here. And you make God legal. And you will make him legal wherever you go. Hallelujah. So I command that heart problem be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the sugar to die in your blood, to be melted out of your blood. I speak, any bacteria that touches your body dies at contact. Any virus that touches your blood dies at contact, because God needs this body to be legal here on earth. Hallelujah. And he wants to fill you. Not just the body. He wants you to set the body right for him. That he will fill it with the Holy Spirit. That we can check every activity of the enemy here on earth. Stand on your feet. And let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. Lift up your holy hand. If you're sick in your body, just lay one hand and then lift the other hand. If you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, but today you hear that he wants to make you, he wants to fill you so that you will be legal. I mean, he will be legal here through you. Your legality is his legality. He comes and dwells within you to carry out his activity here on earth. He cannot do anything without you. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are his mouth. You are his eyes to see through you, to touch the world through you. If you are here, you're thinking about death in the name of Jesus, I command you, you are not going to die but live, because God has got something to do with your life. There are the people that God wants to touch, and he cannot touch but through you. He wants to fill you with his spirit. If you're here, you've been messing this body up. It needs a holy body to fill with the Holy Ghost. You've been messing this body up in drugs. You've been messing it up with fornication. You are messing up with adultery. You say, God, I want forgiveness. Just ask him right now. Touch me, Lord. I'm messing up with drugs. I'm messing up this body that makes you legal. Oh, God. No wonder the enemy is dominating, because a lot of people who need to render their bodies to him are just messing their body up. And God is not in London. God is not in England. God can only be here when you and I surrender our bodies to him. Your body is a powerful tool. That is the most powerful weapon you've got. Your body. Because it's, this body is my temple. Oh, hallelujah. Get ready. Oh, just get ready for his power. Get ready for his touch. Get ready for his healing. If you're sick in your body, and you touch that side of the body, will you just come and stand in this lane here? All right, Jesus.